Here, our Bush Poll Award winner, please raise your hand for questions for Eric Jones. Go here to Jeff in the front.
Seems like you had pretty good speed right away today and all day. Is that any sort of a surprise to you at all, or is this consistent with what you guys have been doing recently, just not everybody like me has noticed?
I think we've had good speed, you know, for a while. I don't know that we've had, I would say this is the best speed we've unloaded with so far this year, probably of anywhere, which it's a good time to do that, I guess. But, you know, all day our Camry was fast, and was it maybe unexpected to, you know, outsiders or people that aren't on our group probably, but to us, I think we've, you know, we've been setting the bar higher and higher here as weeks go by, and we've been consistently running better. And you know, I felt like we had a great car in practice. We needed to make small adjustments, and I think me and Chris's communication right now is the best it's been all year. I think we're really on the same page, and he really knows what I want. And when I tell him and communicate to him, I feel like I'm really putting it in good words for him to make good adjustments. So I think for us it was you know, not a big surprise to be quick.
Any more questions for Eric? We have two more here. Three.
Tom Zaleski, Ann County Today. Eric, were you searching for where were the gains in speed on track, or was it balanced throughout, and you were having to just search and find your spots?
The speed today for us was 1 and 2, especially in the last round. We got through 1 and 2 super good. I saw it just getting more and more shaded, and I think the 4 car might have, he ran really high. I saw it, and I think that he probably didn't mean to go that high. So we just kind of stuck to the bottom, and I saw with it getting cooler and cooler, I figured we could make more and more speed down there. So I really tried to push it hard in the last round, and it worked out good. 3 and 4, we were pretty average, probably a little bit slower than some down there. But we were able to get through 1 and 2 so good, we made up a lot of time.
Bob Pockrisy, ESPN. Did they tell you they were going to put the hashtag That Jones Boy? Did you ask them for it? And what do you think when you see it on the side of your car?
They came to us and asked if we had a suggestion for our playoff hashtag, and actually Alicia came up with it and suggested it. So I knew it was going on there, or at least I thought it was. But, you know, I kind of like it. I don't mind it. It's, you know, I mean, it came from Ken Squire, so that's kind of cool, you know. And I think it's a neat nickname, so I don't mind riding with that. I'm glad my face isn't on it, yeah. I don't like that. Each your own.
Got Holly and then Lee, or vice versa, either way.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. I've been hearing a lot of talk shows. They're calling you a dark horse. Do you mind having that moniker if it means you can kind of slide under the radar and get the job done?
No, I don't mind, and I don't think it's wrong. You know, you look at the three guys who've won all the races this year, and there's only been, what, two or three guys who've even won multiple races. So I would say there's a I would say there's probably a few dark horses. You know, I don't think we're the only ones. I think the big three are definitely the favorites to get all the way to Homestead, but, you know, that last spot needs to be filled, and we're all kind of fighting for it right now. You know, it's there's a few of us trying to get in that spot. So it's been good to see our speed we've had. Really, Darlington was we've had good speed, but Darlington, I felt like something clicked for us. We ran really well and had good speed. Indy, we had okay speed but got it really good throughout the day. We've done a really good job of tuning on our cars the last couple of weeks since Darlington, not only in practice but throughout the race. And that's pretty encouraging as a team, at least for me as a driver. And, you know, like I said earlier, I think me and Chris's communication is good. Toyota and TRD, we've been getting our stuff better all year, motors, cars. It's all kind of coming together, I think, in the last few weeks for us.
Claire. Or Holly, sorry.
Did you call me Claire? Holly.
Holly.
Holly Kane, I don't even know who I write for now, NASCAR Wire Service. Eric, you kind of alluded to this in answering the other questions, but it sounds like you feel like you guys are kind of exactly where you would want to be right now, that you've really got the momentum, that you're coming on. I mean,
I think so. Like I said, you know, Toyota, Joe Gibbs Racing, we've all been continually working on our stuff and getting it better all year and bringing better and better race cars to the track each week. We struggled at the start of the year to find I couldn't find what I wanted in the race car, but I would say around Daytona time, I really started to find the feel I was looking for, and we've just slowly refined that more and more week by week. And it's not, you know, the Cup Series is so close. It's, you have to find a feel that works for you and make it work. And we've done it our own way, which is, you know, we haven't really used anyone else's setups. It's all been kind of our own stuff, which is makes us feel good. It makes me feel good that we've been able to build our own deal there and make things work between Chris and I. So I think we peaked at the right time for sure. And I don't even think necessarily we've hit our peak. I think we're still getting there, and that kind of showed today. And, you know, I hope we have a great race on Sunday. It might not go good at all, but I think we've definitely got the speed to do it, and we've put ourselves in the right spots here with the playoffs getting going.
Jim.
Jim Hunter, Motorsport.com. Given the fact that earlier this season you led the most laps of any race this year at Texas and the improvement that you talked about plus winning the pole today, is there a better race for you of the 10 to start the playoffs than here?
The only place I could pick better was Bristol, but we don't race there in the playoffs. So, no, I mean, mile and a half has been good to us all year, you know, any mile and a half. So we've been kind of on – I know Darlington and Indy, they are their own animals, but you do transfer some things over to these tracks, things that you learn that make good speed. And I think that's carried to kind of everywhere this year. Even like I said, when we were not having the speed we wanted, you know, Texas was a great race for us earlier this year. So I think we can run fast here, and I think we have a shot to win, you know, just as good as anybody on Sunday. And it sure would be nice to just knock it out, because I'd love to go to the Roval and everywhere else, or where else we go after this, but and not have to worry about it. So we'll see how it goes, but definitely feel good about it.
Any final questions for Eric? All right. Congratulations, Eric. Thanks for coming in.